Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It looks like a goodbye to the tech tax. In a quick about-face, legislative leaders are joining Governor Patrick's call for a repeal of the software services tax enacted less than 2 months ago. WBUR's Fred Bever reports that after the tax was passed, business leaders, including some new players, went to work against the law.
Governor Patrick first proposed the new software services tax back in January. The goal was to tax new revenue streams created by the innovation economy, website design, smartphone apps, custom business management programs. Patrick wanted to raise more than $300 million, but lawmakers ultimately passed a bill they said would raise only about $160 million. The state's tech sector hated it.
I don't think that anyone sat down and said, let's pull a fast one on the software industry, but that's just what it feels like.
Brian Cardarella's two-year-old custom software startup, Dockyard.com, is just two blocks away from the State House. But like many in his field, Cardarella says he was caught by surprise when the new and confusing tax went into effect July 31st.
Now, everyone's reeling from this right now. Everyone has a little bit of whiplash from just how hard in the head they were hit with this.
Cardarella put his expertise to work against the tax. He created a website, BeaconHillBlitz.com, that made it easy to contact legislators to urge repeal of the tax. Other repeal websites popped up as well. And pressure came from Bay State heavy hitters, such as executives from BJ's Wholesale Club, Staples, and Boston Scientific. They joined forces to seek a statewide vote for repeal in 2014, just when many Democrats who voted for the tax will face re-election. Michael Widmer of the Massachusetts Taxpayer Foundation is part of that group. He says once lawmakers took a closer look at the tax, they saw that it could cost far more than they intended, as much as $500 million a year, he says.
But in the end, it was the reality of the scope of this tax and the fact that it really was directed at the heart of the Massachusetts economy.
Last week, the governor, the speaker, and Senate president met with business leaders, including some small software companies, to hear their case. Andrew Singleton, CEO of Assembla, which helps software designers collaborate online, says the group really woke up when he explained just how far-reaching the new tax could be. For instance, he says, every time a firm like his makes routine updates to software bought in Massachusetts, it would now be taxed, or in his term, contaminated.
We're going to be working on that website and improving the results every single day for years. And this was actually a new idea to the Department of Revenue. They had assumed that this tax would be applied when the software was sold, and it would be modified, and then it would be done. So this logical problem of contamination actually made a big impact.
By early this week, Governor Patrick said he supported repeal. And today, House Speaker Robert DeLeo and Senate President Therese Murray chimed in. DeLeo says he was worried that Massachusetts' reputation as a tech-friendly state had taken a big hit.
That we were sending a message to the innovators across this country and across the world, for that matter, that Massachusetts may not be the place to be.
DeLeo and Murray say they will not support raising any other taxes to replace the millions of dollars that would be lost with repeal. Instead, they say, they may tap the state's rainy day fund, and better-than-expected tax collections so far this year will also help to make up the difference. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.